Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Major James Mulvihill, United States Army Reserve and recipient of the Bronze Star for service during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Major Mulvihill, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you were sent to Anbar Province, which throughout 2006 and 07, when you were there, was a pretty volatile place, as I understand.
Yes, that's correct. It was Anbar Province. It was a Marine battle space, and of course that's where they were battling some of the surge that was occurring in the Ramadi area, and later would evolve into the what is known as the Awakening, where local tribal sheikhs were working with U.S. forces to rid the area of the insurgents.
Well, tell us a little bit about your experience there, and especially your impressions of just of the landscape and the people and the things that you encountered there.
Well, the things that my experience with the area, of course, was as the commander of a field service company where we provided field services to U.S. and coalition forces at various outlying combat outposts. These services were of laundry and showers. And in the conditions of the desert in Iraq, the heat, the sand, the dust, it was a service that I think the soldiers learned, my soldiers providing that service learned that it was a huge morale boost to the warfighters to provide that to them.
I think that's something that you can't stress enough is just how important providing these services are to the service members that are there to keep them prepared and keep them keep their morale up.
Yes, that's correct. And also at that time, you know, there were known to be quite a number of contractors providing services out there as far as logistics. But the area that we were in, that particular battle space, we were providing these services because some of the areas were volatile and hostile, and so the Army provided the field service to the soldiers.
Well, you really did cover a wide space of territory in a pretty dangerous part of the country. How did you prepare and deal with possible attacks from insurgents?
Well, that's interesting. It was a wide space. We are a modular organization, and by modular, I mean we have various teams that are referred to as slicker teams, and those are shower, laundry, clothing renovation teams that are fragmented out to these various regions to support the troops. And yes, it was very dangerous, particularly on the road networks, but also at some of the FOBs that the soldiers were working in with indirect fire of mortars, rockets. It was a stressful time.
And I think it's important to note that you didn't lose a single soldier under your command to enemy attacks. How did you keep them prepared, and are there any lessons on leadership that you picked up on that you really tried to pass along to your soldiers?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very proud of that we were able to bring all of the soldiers back home that deployed with us. We know all too well that that is not always a reality. Some of the leadership that we used is just focusing on the mission at hand. And, you know, we certainly defined stress, and that's something that we trained up for. Stress, when it's used the right way, can be a good thing, but if it gets crosses the line too much, stress can definitely have a negative impact on the soldiers. And with that, we did rotate slicker teams in and out of different regions. Some regions were more volatile than others, so we did recognize that and rotate soldiers through for their well-being.
Well, since coming home in 2007, what have you been up to, and what do you plan on doing here in the future?
Well, since I redeployed in 2007, I was assigned to one of the new Army Reserve Expeditionary Sustainment Commands at Fort Des Moines in Des Moines, Iowa. That was a great experience, seeing that unit stand up and tracking its subordinate units. We managed a 10-state region from Minnesota down to Texas, and very challenging as I worked in the operations section. Currently, I'm attending the Command and General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, going through my intermediate level education as a field grade officer, and it's a very pleasant experience to be here with my peers and go through a lot of the learning process that they provide here.
I would imagine. Well, Major James Mulvihill, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.
This is Tim Holbert from the American Veterans Center, inviting you to join us for our upcoming 12th annual conference, November 12th through the 14th in Washington, D.C. The conference is your opportunity to meet some of America's greatest military heroes from World War II through Iraq and Afghanistan, hearing their stories of valor firsthand. Confirmed participants include General David Petraeus, commander of CENTCOM, Air Force Colonel and retired astronaut Buzz Aldrin, several of the Band of Brothers from World War II, Baseball Hall of Famer and World War II vet Bob Feller, Dutch Van Kirk, navigator of the Enola Gay, recipients of the Medal of Honor, veterans portrayed in the film Black Hawk Down, decorated heroes from today's military, and much, much more. Conference attendees are also invited to exclusive receptions, including one honoring our wounded warriors currently recovering at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. To request a full schedule or registration form, visit our website at www.americanveteranscenter.org. Call 703-302-1012, extension 220, or email avc@americanveteranscenter.org. That's avc@americanveteranscenter.org. Spend Veterans Day weekend in the company of heroes.